Thank you and good morning. The standoff between an armed man and law enforcement personnel at an apartment complex on Sutter Avenue in McKinleyville came to an end earlier this morning in a hail of gunfire. Lieutenant Kim Thompson with the Sheriff's Office said in a recorded interview with Channel 3 that the SWAT team made a forced entry into the apartment at about 1:20 after communication with the suspect had stopped. As SWAT entered, a woman, the suspect's significant other, who had been held hostage, managed to flee to safety, while deputies exchanged fire with the suspect, who had fled back inside and then started shooting at officers from a window. Thompson said the suspect then set fires in the apartment that forced Arcata Fire to stage at the back of the building to protect the structure. That's when he fired more shots. Deputies returned fire and killed the suspect, who remains unidentified. There were no other injuries reported, either to law enforcement personnel, any victims, or residents, and Thompson said investigators will remain on scene for quite a while. Thompson also said that Sutter Avenue will remain partially closed, but that the perimeter around the scene will be shortened in the coming hours. The standoff began about 11 o'clock yesterday morning when sheriff's deputies responded to a report of shots fired. The deadline for qualified candidates interested in running for a seat on the Eureka City Council was yesterday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Since the city issued an earlier list of candidates last Friday, that list has changed. Heidi Messner will still run unopposed in the second ward after two other candidates pulled out, while the fourth ward seat will feature a race between John Fullerton and new candidate Austin Allison. A third candidate, Alan McCluskey, has dropped out of the race. If you are an experienced, progressive, and energetic municipal administrator, the City of Fortuna wants to talk to you. That's because the city has begun the search for a new city manager following the announcement last week from the City of Novato that Regan Candelario will take the city manager job in that North Bay town. Qualified applicants will have, at a minimum, a degree in public or business administration, and experienced department heads or assistant department heads or managers are desired. The application process will close on September 2nd. For more information, contact the City of Fortuna. Firefighters with Arcata Fire and Cal Fire responded to a vegetation fire on Dow's Prairie Road yesterday afternoon and found a quarter-acre fire burning in grass and brush. The fire was threatening to spread to a nearby structure, but firefighters were quickly able to contain and then extinguish the blaze. The cause is under investigation. Detectives from the Sheriff's Office continue their investigation into the death of 41-year-old Bryles McCutcheon, who was found slumped at the rear of his pickup truck near his home in Eureka on August 6th, suffering from a gunshot wound. What began as an investigation into a suspicious death then became a homicide investigation. An autopsy has confirmed that McCutcheon died as a result of a gunshot wound, and the Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help for any information about McCutcheon or the events that led to his death. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The fire season on the North Coast has been a quiet one so far, with only small, less than 50-acre fires ignited in the past 4 weeks. For other areas of the state, however, the fire season began early, and wildfires continue to affect tens of thousands of residents across California. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie spoke about the management of large wildfires and how Cal Fire, which currently has more than 10,000 personnel and thousands of pieces of equipment on the fire line, manages a large blaze and also coordinates with local resources. He used last year's local wildfires as an example.
You'll see it when we had the lightning fires last year. You'll have an actual team that runs the fire, but they may be coordinating with an emergency operations center, or if they've got multiple fires, like an area command post that's kind of monitoring and allocating resources for everything.
Gillespie pointed out that the reliance on local resources and personnel can happen quickly, as with the Sobranos fire that's been burning in Monterey County.
We saw, like with the fire in Big Sur, it hit a point within about a day and a half, there were no state OES resources left available. They were stepping into the local government resources, like the units that we send out. It's a case everybody steps up, everybody tries to help where they can.
You can listen to Fire Chief Bill Gillespie talk fire management and the impacts on local communities by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.